Wow, White Mystery, that blew us away, as always. That was so great. I can't believe it's only two people. All right, you know what? I'm going to let you catch your breath. I'll back announce these songs for you. We just heard, I think, the entire White Mystery's new album. Is that correct? Pretty much, right?
With the exception of one song called Kickin' My Ball, and you can hear it online.
Nice. So we heard 1985, Dead Inside, Party, Birthday, Good Girl, Smoke, Pumpkin Cream, Blood and Venom, which is the name of your new album, Snack Culture, and White Mystery, all from Chicago's White Mystery. And we're so happy you're back again with us here on WFMU. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves and what instruments you play?
My name is Francis Scott Key White, and I play the drums.
And my name is Miss Alex White. I play guitar and sing with my brother.
Now, there's one thing we, from last time that you were here, I never realized that Francis' full name is Francis Scott Key White, because you have quite the provenance. Well, you want to tell everybody about that?
Yeah, Fran, you want to talk about it? Or
about what exactly?
About how you come from a lineage of many Francises, and your descendant, your namesake, is Francis Scott Key, who wrote the
Star Spangled Banner.
There you go.
I think you just summed it up.
That's the history.
I mean, also, is that why you're, the Patriotica album cover? Like, you, the guy, people like the White Mystery. It's a red, white, and blue theme. It's a beautiful photograph, by the way. It's done by your mother, right? Your mother.
That's
took
right.
Your mother is a famous photographer. Also, you got like a very, very talented family. Also, we'll just quick mention your mom once again, just for the listeners, what she's famous for.
Totally. Well, one thing that we talked about the last time we were on your show is that Diane Alexander White, who's our mom, Francis and I are brother and sister, so this is our White Mystery mama, shot the Disco Demolition in 1979, where they blew up all the disco records in Chicago. And that's famous in, on radio, right? Because it like resulted in a lot of FCC rules, or like, is that right?
We don't know. Do you guys know that it, that disco demolition started a lot of FCC rules?
Well,
all right, here's my answer.
It had, well, I think it had big effect on that DJ's career who organized the whole thing, that's for sure.
Steve Dahl. Yeah, I think the rule that I'm thinking of was that you can't make a call to action.
Wow.
Because
I did not
he
know
said,
that.
Everybody meet up with me, and I'm not going to make a call to action, but basically let's blow up some disco records in 1979.
Didn't the 10-cent beers have something to do with it too that night?
Schlitz.
Right, there were 10-cent beers that night, right? So so, I mean, but your mom documented that, like, so all the footage, the great photographs from the disco demolition.
Yeah, especially from the stands where everything was going really wild. So she photographed that. She actually has a gay pride parade show opening this year of pride parades that date back to the 70s, when they would only close down one lane of traffic in Chicago and there was a parade on the other side.
Oh, wow.
And just
it
the evolution.
It only took up one... one side, right? Just like a few gay people, gay pride people. But you're now it's like a total, you know,
celebration.
It's a total giant thing, like taking up
and
you know, the whole thing.
She's also responsible for both of our record covers, which is what you were mentioning. So Blood and Venom, which just came out, she photographed that. And the same thing with the first White Mystery album.
Beautiful photographs. And we were just looking at, like, Francis is wearing a red, white, and blue American flag shirt here, and you're wearing a lovely navy starred top, it looks like there. It's just like, you both look wonderful, by
Thank
the way.
You.
So, and so, but anyway, okay, so Nat, that's about your family. That's just about your family. So, but with you guys, okay, so you have a new album out called Blood and Venom, and you guys put it out again yourself, right?
That's right.
This is the other thing that's amazing about White Mystery. You guys write your own songs, play your own songs, put your own records out, book your own tours, right? Make your own merch, put it out yourself. Like, is there anything that you don't do?
What don't we do, Fran? Oh, we have a great publicist.
Oh, who's your publicist?
We have a good friend in Chicago that helps us out with it, because there's such a flow of inquiries. She does a really good job helping us. But aside from that, White Mystery, like, we have distributors that send our vinyl and our CDs all around the country, and it's really like a cool project to share together, right, Fran?
Most definitely, Alex.
So, and anyway, if anybody wants to check out your stuff, they can go to whitemysteryband.com, right? And they can get your album there?
Correct.
Can they get it on iTunes as well?
Yes, they can. You can get the first and second White Mystery records on iTunes.
Awesome! And then if they go to your shows, they can buy the vinyl? Is that possible?
Totally. You can buy the vinyl or the CDs or our underwear, the briefs that we sell, that are these hand-dyed men's underwear we make as our White Mystery merch. And
I know Alex is looking at Mike Sind now. Don't take your pants off. Okay.
And all that is also available through mail order on our website.
Yeah, Francis is the shipping guy. So if you order something from White Mystery, you're going to get the Francis White touch.
I'll touch you.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh. Speaking of gigs, tonight you have a big, big gig in Brooklyn at Fireproof, the Metropolis Fest, with no money. Ooh. How is that? Yeah, yeah. So everybody in the New York, New Jersey area, go to the Metropolis Fest tonight at Fireproof. Check out White Mystery with No Bunny. That's the hot show for tonight. You played a whole bunch of shows in the New York area this week. Thank you for coming down to my show today. And then you have this Midwest tour with the Strange Boys. We love them here also. Yeah, you're pals with all the good peeps. And that'll the Midwestern tour with the Strange Boys and White Mystery, that'll be in July. Mm-hmm. And then you'll also be doing some interesting things. Taste of Chicago, and you'll be playing the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago. You want to talk about that a little bit? Or
sure. I mean, like, it's really, really exciting to play the Museum of Contemporary Art because, you know, we're talking about photography and all of the visual merch that this band produces. And to be in the epicenter of modern art is pretty special. So we're doing that. We're playing Millennium Park also in the J. Pritzker Pavilion, that big Frank Gehry famous...
Wow,
Chicago
sure.
Theater downtown. And we'll also be going to the West Coast in August and September. So we'll be doing a nationwide tour later this summer. And we're really, really excited.
So everybody that's listening across the country, if they go to your website, whitemysteryband.com, you can see all the dates when they'll be in your town soon, coming soon. Now, you have this new album out, Blood and Venom. What is Blood and Venom about?
I'm Blood and she's Venom, so look out for her.
See, we were just talking about how we can't really talk about fluids, bodily fluids, off mic, and we shan't be talking about them. But I'm like, huh, Blood and Venom, maybe that's something, but...
Excretions?
Yes. You know, because, you know, humans that excrete venom, you know, that's common, right? So, how are you... Francis, how are you, Blood, and how is Miss Alex? How are you, Venom?
Well, I'm hot-blooded. Check it and see.
I love how Francis just, like, he'll just suddenly drop these song lyrics, like total random song lyrics out of the blue. Like, what was that?
Dead Kennedys.
What was it? What was the Dead Kennedys song you dropped?
Stealing People's Mail.
Yeah. Just like, I don't know. And then, and you're Venom because...
I am by necessity, you know? Like, just like, there's just two of us. And as you are an independent band that puts out your own records and, you know, in this big industry, whether it's music or worldwide, whatever's going on, you have to have some, you know, can you say balls?
I was going to say bite, like Venom.
You have to have a good bite.
She's the bad cop.
Yeah, we have to have that interplay between us.
And we were also wondering about the song Pumpkin Cream. Can you talk about that or no?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's so extreme, bright tangerine. It's all about colors, one of our favorite colors, which is orange. For maybe obvious reasons to people who know what we look like, you know? And it's full of lots of sensory imagery. It's supposed to take you to a different place.
Two gingers.
Two gingers.
For two gingers.
Superb. Just there's pumpkin, there's ginger, and there's orange. This is all delicious food sensations we're having right now. I'm getting very hungry.
And also ruby. Ruby is important, and ivory being white. So, like, all of those, like, colors are...
And blood.
Yeah, there's showering in blood.
I know, I noticed that showering in blood. Oh, yeah. You're so badass. Seriously. I noticed that you have this song, Birthday.
Yeah.
Which is, like, a great idea for a song, because this is, like... Anytime it's somebody's birthday now, we gotta pull out Birthday by White Mystery.
And it was totally inspired by one of my best friends having her birthday and just wanting to write something kind of cool where it's like everyone wants that cool song besides, you know, the Beatles' birthday song that they can like bust out at a party. And Birthday is followed by Party on the record too. So it's like a total danceable, fun record. It's meant to be enjoyed.
Well, the other song we were noticing, which we loved, is Dead Inside. Oh, my God. That song is so funny because it's like, how can it feel so good when I'm dead inside?
And you're up to your eyes in dirt.
Like, it's like going home.
And then finally, you got to tell us about 1985.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like our little autobiography. 1985. It talks about like the day, you know, we're talking about birthdays and that kind of thing, and we shout out to our own birthdays in that song. So it's April 30th, 1985, which is my birthday, shared with Willie Nelson and Wayne Kramer from the MC5.
Whoa, very nice. Wow, I didn't realize Wayne Kramer was born in 1985.
No, just hee hee. But Francis is born on.
Oh, my God. Thank you for doing the rim shot. I always want the drummer to do the rim shot whenever something's funny is said. Thank you, Francis.
But Fran's born in 87. So, like, it's definitely like a self-referential song.
And I share my birthday with Keith Moon from The Who.
Yeah! We're just, both of us are crazy about Keith.
Yeah, so. Keith.
So, all right. So, well, you know what? The album... Blood of Venom's kind of like a concept album, a fully realized concept album. It's got a flow. It's going, you know, right into each song, kind of like references the next, no?
Yeah, there's a lot of that interplay in this record. I mean, it starts, one thing that some people ask us about is like the first track on Blood and Venom is called White Mystery, right? So that's the band. And that's kind of like, you know, some of the greatest bands have their intro song, you know, like the Gorries. Have, you know, Hey, Hey, We're the Gorries.
Absolutely.
And it's just like...
Black Sabbath.
Yeah. Minor Threat.
Yeah, totally. So that's like, this is kind of our like little Monkeys. Autobiography record.
Awesome. Well, you know what? This album is great, by the way. People, I'm sitting here with White Mystery. They have a great new album all out called Blood and Venom. They're putting it out themselves. You can pick it up. You can get the MP3s off of iTunes. You can go to whitemysteryband.com and you can get the vinyl or the CD of it. You also have that 7-inch power glove on Hozak. Is that still available?
That is a super sold out Hookup Club single. So it appears on eBay here and there. And all of these albums too, you can get them in almost any independent record store. So if you go to your local like punk record store, look for the White Mystery album. If they don't have it, request it.
Absolutely. And then because the self-titled album you can still get, right?
Yes.
That's a brilliant album. People, if you don't have that, then you're missing out. I don't know what to say. You don't have that yet. And all right. So you know what? I know you have to blast off to Brooklyn right now to Fireproof to play the Metropolis Fest with No Bunny. People, White Mystery, No Bunny tonight in Brooklyn at the Fireproof for the Metropolis Fest. And, you know, people in the Midwest, they'll be touring with the Strange Boys in July, so you're not going to want to miss that. Everybody go to whitemysteryband.com. You can get all their vinyl there and pick up their new album. It's a really great record from White Mystery called Blood and Venom. And thank you so much for coming down. Once again, you guys are awesome. We love you so much here at WFMU. And we want to thank fantastic... engineer Mike Sin right off the plane.
Yay, Mike Sin.
Well, and, thank you very much for having us, Terry. It's always a pleasure coming down here and working with y'all.
All right. Thank you so much, guys, and I'll see you tonight. All right. Take care.
Thank
all right,
you.
Bye-bye.